we had the organizer and then a couple of these entrepreneurs. There were six that were in the finals, and they were trying to see who would win this Southside Pitch Entrepreneurship Contest. The winner, as I recall, got $5,000 and I think free legal services. That was the prize. There were other prizes for some of the others, but I was rooting for them both, and son of a gun, one of them won. Sylvia Emowa is on a phone line. Sylvia, this is John. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the co-creator of Denobi Detergent.
Yes.
For those who didn't hear yesterday, Denobi Detergent is something that you and your husband came up with, right?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so basically we do have a large family, as I mentioned before, and I didn't encounter anything with eczema, which about 35 million people suffer from, and until I got married and started having children, and yeah, it became a real problem, the itchy inflammation of the skin, and I wanted something that was plant-based, that was not going to harm the skin, but that would be extremely effective, and we're able to get an organic chemist, and here we are.
Yeah. Because you also told us with those four kids, you had a lot of cloth diapers. And
yes.
So when you're doing loads of all kinds of laundry, you wanted a detergent that was going to be effective and that was also
yes.
not going to be as abrasive to your skin as at least you were.
Yes.
Were you the only one to kind of feel the ill effects of the detergent you were using, or did your whole family go through something?
As far as the irritation,
yeah,
so it started with my husband. He grew up, he has eczema, severe eczema.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as we started having children, the children pop up with it. I just developed sensitivities, or I've always been sensitive to certain chemicals in certain, like, shampoos or different detergents in particular. And, you know, we were buying five different things, and I just said, well, there's got to be a way to put it all in one but not harm the skin and still be effective, because there are other plant-based detergents. But, you know, based on our kind of Q&A with some of our customers, it's just not as effective.
Right.
Based on our own experience, they're not as effective. So people, you know, kind of give you that, well, you know, I know it's plant-based, but I don't know if it cleans anything. So, yeah, we combine the two, and like, we've gotten great results.
Denobi detergent. So is it a liquid? Is that what you said? It doesn't come in a pod. It comes as a liquid, right?
It comes as a liquid. We found the liquid to be the most effective so far, but we do have plans, long-term plans, for our own type of pod, but not the typical type of pod. But that'll be down the road, yeah.
So how do people buy your product now?
So right now, we're mainly online at Denobi, D-I-N-O-B-I, Denobi Detergent. Squarespace.com.
We'll put a link up on my page. So as you're listening to this, if you don't remember, denobidetergent.squarespace.com, D-I-N-O-B-I, Denobi Detergent. We'll make it easy for you to find. Just go to WGNradio.com and look on the John Williams page, and I'll have a link to it there, too. Well, good luck. Congratulations. $5,000, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
so hopefully you guys will be hearing a lot from us.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of curious. You know, I don't do much laundry, but B, I don't know that we have these issues per se. But I'm also just kind of curious to see what it looks like, what it smells like, how does it work. Maybe I'll experience benefits I didn't even know. So denobidetergent.squarespace.com. And
yes.
The company is Sylvia Emowa's and your husband's, right? Yeah, on the South Side. They won the South Side Pitch Entrepreneurship Contest. All right, Sylvia, congratulations. Good luck. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Yeah, they were in our studio yesterday. I think the other guy's name was Josh Williams. He was a former University of Illinois at Chicago basketball player. He's also a father of four. He and his wife have four kids, and he looks like a power forward. He's a big dude. And he was saying that the larger his family got, the dirtier his car got. So he came up with a "we come to you" car wash business. And I don't know that they're, I think that's up and running too. And the idea would be if you have a small fleet of vehicles, you know, he seemed to be less interested in coming to my house or say wherever I park my car, wherever you park your car. But if you had a fleet of vehicles, I think there'd be enough scale there he could make money on it, right? So for $30, you got five cars in your fleet, they come out, and at $30 a car, something like this, they clean the vehicles. It's also what he described as a waterless system. They have a solvent they use. I don't know if they're squeegeeing or rubbing, but you don't need a hose. You don't need a lot of water. You don't need a lot of drain space. They could do it right there where you work or wherever your vehicles are. And that was, I thought, a pretty good idea as well. And doggone it now, the name of that escapes me. Wash on Wheels. Thank you, Aleph. Wash on Wheels.